أيها المؤمنون يقول الله وقوله الحق وقوله الصدق يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Oh, you who are securely committed to Allah, guard against Allah as is due to Him. In the full measurement of this guard. And do not die except in a state of submission to Him. The most important thing for us is to acquire and to nurture and to reinforce and to strengthen the attitude of taqwa. Until we know and until we behave in a way that demonstrates that we truly acknowledge Allah's power presence in our lives. اتقوا الله حق تقاته. حق تقاته does not mean that we are going to be afraid of other powers short of Allah, lesser than Allah, inferior to Allah. That's not حَقَّ تُقَاتَ. And our life is moving. The days keep on rolling. And we are approaching the moment of surrender. When we will give back to Allah what He has given us. But it turns out, with working minds, we realize that the biggest obstacle between us and gaining this essential taqwa are the powers, the governments, the militaries, and all the structures that go with them. This is the biggest obstacle. We Muslims have to grow, have to mature, have to evolve to a degree and to a status that it doesn't matter. Whatever power there is in this world, especially if that power belongs to us, if it is abused, if it is concentrated, if it is dictatorial, we have to expose it. And we live with a religious attitude that looks askance. When these powers are looking us in the eyes, these powers, they have what it takes to do what they are doing to us, and we look the other way as if nothing is happening. This day is a day of taqwa. This hour is an hour of taqwa. If You're afraid of these concentrated and abusive powers in the rest of the week. Don't come to Jumu'ah and to the khutbah and to the minbar of Rasulullah and to the institution of the Jama'ah at this time, on this day, every week, and expect more of the same capitulation to these powers. Brothers and sisters, committed Muslims, wherever you may be, the powers that have institutionalized zulm and then gave it a gloss or a veneer of legitimacy have caused us to go off balance. Let us outgrow our traditionalism. Outgrow it. Can't we do that? And see that in our past, we had a tragedy like the tragedy of Karbala. Nothing wrong with looking at this with a heart and a mind that come from Allah and His Prophet. If we do, we are not sectarians, we are not reactionaries, we are not traditionalists. We take a look at this and we see that we had an abusive power, a concentration of abusive power that brought us this tragic chapter in our history. But what happened after that? Some Muslims did not want to look at this tragedy and learn from it. And still, they live today. They just don't want to look at it and they don't want to learn from it. Others, they visit this tragedy with their emotions. And they've convinced themselves that there cannot be a legitimate leader after Imam al-Hussein. So, they are comfortable with a quiescent character that they have acquired. And this is what I mean when we say that these powers, these governments, have had such a negative impact on us that we are still reeling from hundreds of years of their blows to our psychologies and our minds. Another lesson that we, if we can just liberate ourselves from Islam as a culture,